the revelation of the book Revelation, part 38. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheys of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is the book that we are using here, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124, that's plus 27 international code. Which is go to our website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are to participate in the study. You are very, very welcome. Always new people, always welcome. Very important to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of all the other studies and also our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. Very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people or groups: any Messianic group, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yom movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, or the Seventh-day Adventists. We are not affiliated to any church or denomination in the world. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study, studying throughout the world. Everybody is doing his own study. We're mainly using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which is the 1860 translation, and not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we left off last week. Alright. Very interesting. Part 4. After studying the technology of the modern day drone, which is four different sets of propellers like an helicopter on top of its heads, our set of blades or rotors, it is well known that today in 2024 some are equipped with different laser cameras and others can even transport bombs or missiles. Some countries have built massive drones which can fly by wire, which is radio control, without the pilot sitting in the cockpit. Daniel 2,589 years ago saw this modern day drone in his vision. As time goes on, different countries have developed these drones to suit their own military needs. Understanding the figure of speech as explained, we shall now study the interpretation of the world history books. After studying it, you can make your own assumptions. The first beast, like a lion. Now we're going to interpret the history books. According to the history books, this third beast is a leopard, namely Greece. We find that according to the history books, that Alexander the Great took the world over with might and speed. He was only 20 years old when he became king of Greece. According to the history books, the four heads Daniel saw were apparently four generals: Cassadria, Linshmishach, Ptolemy, and Seleucus, who served under Alexander the Great, according to the history books. Every one of these four generals took over a province of Greece when Alexander the Great died at the age of 31. Again, according to Daniel's vision, nothing is said about how the four wings found its way on the back of the leopard. According to the history books, this third kingdom, the leopard kingdom, existed between 331 BY, 331 before Yahushua, to 168 BY, before Yahushua. There was a period of 163 years. Now, the fourth beast was terrible. The author's interpretation is myself. We will now study the fourth beast. The scripture contains a lot of figurative speech. Let us read. Now you must look at all the figurative speech. I ask you to go and read it and make your own assumption. What did you find? Now you must now mark yourself as we continue and see how near you got to what I'm going to explain to you. I reckon you're going to come quite near, because we now do understand, first of all, that these three beasts are definitely war equipment. After this I saw, that's verse 7, after this I saw in the night a vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and he had great iron teeth. He devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. What will you say is that? Let's study the scripture. I'm going to number them, ABC. After this, that's A. After this, I saw in the night vision. Again, Daniel is referring to the vision he received at night. B, behold the fourth beast. Now he's going to describe the fourth beast. C, dreadful and terrible. Immediately we notice the terminology Daniel is using in the scripture. The beast is dreadful and terrible. D, and strong exceedingly. Daniel is drawing our attention to the strength of this fourth beast. E, and it had great iron teeth. Why is he referring to the great iron teeth of this beast? What would you say? The teeth are situated in the mouth, and the mouth is situated on the head in front of the beast. It's all the beasts, even the leopard, the lion, the whatever. The head, this is where the stronghold is, in the mouth, in the head. F, he devoured and break in pieces. Note that these iron teeth devoured and break everything into pieces. G, and stamped its residue with the feet of it. What? Yes, the great beast stamped, demolished everything with his feet. H, and it was diverse from all the beasts were before it. Yes, this fourth beast will be different to his predecessors. I, and it had 10 horns. What? Yes, it had 10 horns. Have you made any sense of it? Of this whole scripture explaining the fourth beast? Now, according to my interpretation, the fourth beast is an armored-plated war tanker. It's an armored planter war tanker. You know these big tankers with the chains and the big steel armored plates and the big gun in front of it, cannon on it, mounted on it. Hey, yes, this war tanker is big and dreadful and exceedingly strong. This armored plated bulletproof tank was tank breaks the residue with its feet, the chain tracks. He's not walking on tires, but on chains, its feet, on which he's moved. He just rolls over everything in his path, so he tramps everything with his feet. This tanker or beast is dreadful because it has a cannon and different machine guns which can be used to demolish buildings and kill people over a long distance. In today's tankers, they are so accurate that they can, over kilometers, they can take out a certain building or a certain car or a certain something with all that technology, internet technology and GPS and everything that's built into this tanker. This fourth beast has no respect for any other beast or war equipment. This makes it more dreadful than all the other three because it is protected with armor plate and has a deadly arsenal of weapons. It is well documented that in the last desert war, the tankers were the ones who triumphed in this war. The fourth beast Daniel saw is an armored template tanker, war tanker, armor plated war tanker. These tankers are found in every military arsenal in the world because of its maneuverability and speed on any terrain. Today they are not slow. They do 50, 60, 200 kilometers an hour. When we look at the arsenal of weapons it is equipped with, it is hard to believe that only one or two persons operate this great machine. In every war during the last 80 years, it was the tanks, the fourth beast, that won the war for different nations. You will find that I have not yet said anything about the ten horns. Why not? Because it is so important that we shall have to study it on its own. Let us first look at the history book's interpretation of the fourth beast. Fourth beast was terrible, the world history book's interpretation. According to the history books, this fourth beast is Rome. According to the history books, we find that the Roman Empire took over the kingdom from the Empire of Greece. Then became the most powerful of all the beasts described in the Bible. Later in the study, we shall find that this mighty Roman Empire in 334 AY gave birth to a state church, which shall be called the Roman Catholic Church. The word Roman means Roman Empire or state. The word Catholics means united, and the word church means universal. This religion was created with the intention to become a universal Roman Catholic cult or church worldwide, which will rule the world in the Great Tribulation at the end of time. As we continue the study, we will discuss this subject in full. According to the history books, this fourth kingdom, which was dreadful and terrible, existed between 476 BY to 168 AY. It was a period of 308 years. According to the Bible, we find that the history books never said anything about the great iron teeth this beast had. It devoured and broke anything into pieces, stamped the residue with its feet. It's not there, A, B, and C. It's one of the greatest, this great problems with Christianity. Many Protestant and Charismatic churches only teach from the Bible the part which supports their theology. They simply ignore the rest of the scripture which does not suit their teachings and church dogma. That's the in thing in Protestantism. Just an interesting question. According to the history books of the world and the word Yafa El Ilum, we find that Media and Persia took over from Babylon. Greece took over from Media and Persia. Rome took over from Greece. Who took over from the mightiest empire in the world, the Roman Empire? That's a question I have. What do you say? Who took over Rome? The mightiest empire in the world ever just disappeared from the face of the earth without even one shot or one arrow being fired. How is it possible? Babylon, Medo, Persia, Greek, Rome. The calves. As we continue with the study, you will later get the shock of your life. But I want this question to remain for you to think about. I have a question. But was this all what Daniel saw? No. What else did he see? And it had 10 horns. This last beast had 10 horns. Now, did you make out or discover the figurative speech for the 10 horns? It's now important to pay attention to the figurative speech in the following scripture. Let us read the last part of verse 7. And it had 10 horns. Because of the intenseness of these four beasts, we need to understand the figurative speech concerning these 10 horns, 10 of them. Or otherwise we will miss the point. What is this? Let me explain. This has nothing to do with the fourth beast, which came out of the sea. The sea, which are known as people, nations, and tongues, according to Revelation 17, verse 15. And this is what confuses the people whenever they try to explain these four beasts, especially the fourth beast. It has ten horns, in bracket, world rulers or world presidents. Over this fourth beast was ten rulers or world presidents which will come to the fore in time to come. These ten horns will represent ten community world leaders, the same as the G8 country leaders, which also are the ten toes of the image of the Nebuchadnezzar dream. It is very important to pay special attention to this little horn, which will play a major role in the end of time or the end time. 4.14, the little horn. Let us read carefully, verse 8. Now Daniel is still looking at this fourth beast. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. So there's ten. Now there is 11. Before whom were three of the first horns picked by the roots, and behold, this little horn were eyes like eyes of a man, and his mouth speaks great things. Now let's read it again. And I considered the horns, the ten horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. So how many is there now? 11. 10 plus 1 is 11. Before whom there were three of the first horn plucked out. So first, before the ten horn, so this little horn plucked out three of the others. Are you with me? So how many does it leave? 8, 9, 10, 11. Am I right? 100%. And this little horn were eyes like of a man, and his mouth speaking great things. So immediately you can see that this is a person. It's not a machine. It is separated from the war machine, the fourth beast, which were the tanker. Do you understand what has happened here? Very easily. This is where most of the confusion happens, when originally Christian people read the Bible and have no idea about any figurative speech, because for ages it was not even referred to in most of the Protestant, Charismatic, and Roman Catholic churches. A. I, Daniel, considered the ten horns. Daniel is referring to the ten horns of his visions. B. And behold, there came among them another little horn. What? In this part of the study, Daniel is drawing attention to the 11th horn. This 11th horn was not part of the original 10 horns in Daniel's vision. No, he referred to this 11th horn as a little horn. In the book of Revelation, this little horn shall become the Antichrist after the coming of Yahushua for his bride. That's the Parousia. Hallelujah. Now it says, see, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. What has happened here? Well, according to this part of our scripture, you find that this little horn removed three other horns from their roots. According to the scripture, did not only remove their three other little horns, no, he even removed their roots. That says they were demolished, they were discontinued, never to be part of this system again. D. And behold, this little horn were eyes like of a man. This figure of speech explains that this little horn is no ordinary horn, but this shall be the revealed Antichrist in the time of the great tribulation. Why? Because the following part of your study scriptures actually confirms it. E. And his mouth speaks great things. This means that this revealed Antichrist, the 11th horn, will speak blasphemy against the Creator of heaven and earth and the nation of Israel. Later in the study, will I again refer to this little horn, which will become the mightiest Antichrist ruler of the Antichrist world, according to Revelation 13, verse 1 to 10, that you can study by yourself. It is very important just to know what Daniel 7, verse 21 refers to. Wars with the saints. Let us read the following scripture, which will not only reflect on the lifetime of Daniel, but it will also become evident in the dark ages, from 34 AY to 1530 AY, when the Roman Catholic Church will kill more than 150 million people, Jews, bride, and Yahvists, who, for not participating in the pagan rituals and not accepting the pagan gods' names as shown in the modern day Bibles. They ruled them out, they wiped them out. Daniel 7:21. I beheld, and the same horn made war against the saints and prevailed against them. According to the word of Yahweh, I have made the assumption that this shall horn will be the revealed Antichrist at the end of time. According to the word of Yahweh Elohim, this small horn will become the mighty horn, who will make war against the holy Orthodox Jews, the saints, in the great tribulation. Because the bride of Yahushua at this stage in time is already in heaven for 7 years and 105 days. 2,625 days. And that is after Yahushua had Perosha, or drawn away the bride, at the end of Revelation 3:22. Hallelujah. The time of grace stopped at the end of the Revelation 3:22. From 34 AD, the Roman Catholic Church was established by the Roman Empire, which was and is still today a state-controlled church. What? It's a state-controlled church. The church, its leaders, and the Roman Empire persecuted the New Testament congregation of Yahushua for many centuries. The history book shows that to continue about 1,500 years. In other words, from 34 AD to 1534 AY. From 34 AY to approximately 1530 AY, the Roman Catholic Church chastened Yahvists, followers of Yahushua, and Jews into the Colosseum and fed them to the famous lions and other wild animals in the presence of thousands of Roman Catholics and cheering Roman citizens. The Colosseum ruins in Rome are still in existence today in 2024 and is a living testimony of what the Roman Catholic Church and the Roman Empire did to the bride of Yahushua and some Jews who did not bow to these pagan religions. During the Dark Ages, the bride of Yahushua and Jews were dipped into pitch, which is tar, tied to a pole, and set alight to light upon the town at night. While they were tied to the stakes, the bride of Yahushua called out his name and praised him while being burned alive. They didn't fear death. To them it was a way of living out this world into paradise. The world history books indicate that these persecutions started to take place 34 AY to approximately 1530 AY. This period was always referred to as the Dark Ages. Even today in 2024, the Roman Catholic Church tried to its utmost to hide these atrocities, these gruesome deeds, which they did against the bride of Yahushua. Today in 2024, they pretend that this has never happened. Shame. But the history books is written in the blood of martyrs and the bride of Yahushua, who were Yahvists. Read chapter Revelation chapter 17 and 18. Japan might just say that he will call to judgment the great whore of Babylon, the Roman Catholic Church. He sees it, who sits on the water, according to Revelation 17 verse 1. For all the blood of the bride of Yahushua, who she killed through these ages. This global one, or this global world ordering, namely, he says, this global world order, namely the Roman Catholic Church, who is this great Babylon whore, who will control the global religious system after the bride of Yahushua, after the bride of Yahushua has been drawn from the earth, or Parousia, she will try to deny everything. All these evil atrocities are recorded in the history books of the Dark Ages, from where she, this mother church, cannot remove them, because these history books are written in the blood of more than 150 million innocent people. Today in 2024, the Roman Catholic Pope say, forgive and forget. Is this remorse? Because the same Babylon Church of Rome will in the end time be revealed as the Antichrist. They again will start with the persecution of people in the Great Tribulation, according to Revelation 13 verse 1 to 10, and also Revelation 17 verse 1 to 6. I will deal with these subjects of the Roman Catholic Church and the Antichrist in full when we deal with the book Revelation. In the next part of your study, it is very important to read what is written in the scripture. It is therefore important to use the first key to unlock the safe. The first key is the book of Daniel. The safe is the book of Revelation. While dealing with the book Revelation, you will find that I will use this. I will at the same time refer to events and times in the book of Daniel, namely the first key. After dealing with Daniel chapter 7, we have concluded what is dealt with the Antichrist, his power, and how to put into practice an establishment of a global one monetary system, the microchip internet identification system, and everything that is necessary to reveal itself at the end time. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, we do not sit in the dark. Yahushua is not coming like a thief in the night for us. We, as part of the bride, who are Yahushua, born again through water and spirit in the name of Yahushua, the Ruach HaKodesh, in the name of Yahushua, we have a map, a spiritual map, in the book of Daniel and Revelation, that shows us the time, the date, even the minute and the second, when the coming of Yahushua will occur, the parousia for his bride. In the next part of our study, we need to deal with Daniel's 70 weeks. Now, this is very, very necessary and interesting. This is the one part of the Bible which have caused many misinterpretations throughout the centuries, many, because different Christian churches and organizations change the contents of the Bible to suit their own dogma and teachings. All we need to do is to interpret what is written in the word of Yahweh El Elohim with any theological reservations. We must just see what the Bible says. Now, the Bible has been altered and changed so many times. Review upon review upon review. And every time there's dogmatic changes that change the value of the Bible. And that's why when I use the Bible, I prefer the 1611 King James Bible in terms of the study, but also the Revelation or the restoration of the original Second Day Bible, the Rottenham version. Why? Because both of them came from the original 2nd century Byzantine text, which was retranslated by Desiderius Erasmus in 1522, and these Greek texts was called the Tectes Receptus text. If there was no Desiderius Erasmus and Textus Receptus text in 1522, there wouldn't have been Protestantism. Then the Catholics would still overrule everything. Although today, they overrule over the Protestantism and the Charismatics all the same. Protestantism and Charismatics actually just became a tool that the Roman Catholic Church used to serve its purpose. It's like a daughter. They create another daughter. That's why I say I'm not a Protestant or a charismatic. I'm a full-blooded Jaffist. Why? I came to repentance. I'm born again through water and the Ruach HaKodesh in the name of Yahushua to forgiveness of my sins. I'm dressed in my wedding garment according to Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29. We live according to the expectancy of Rome 6 verse 1 to 12, where we are drawn equal with Yahushua through the burial and resurrection as he died and he rose again to live forevermore. Hallelujah. And according to Acts 2, verse 36 to 42, where 3,000 people were immersed in the name of Yahushua on the day of Pentecost to the forgiveness of their sins. Now we are going to start with a very interesting part of our study, which is the 70 weeks of Daniel, next week if it's Yahushua. Otherwise, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.